I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Welcome back to the Tommy John Show. We are on the other side of 50 episodes, going towards 100 episodes, and probably, you know, hopefully more than that. I'm joined, as always, by Dan. Very happy to hear about your new website, Only Dan's. It's like Only Fans, but it's Only Dan's. How's that going?
Not good. No one has signed up. I haven't even signed up, because the platform's incredibly hard to use. I kind of don't know what I'm doing when I code, so I just thought I could make a website and program a website, and I can't.
Turns out he cannot.
No. I've invested all of my capital.
All of it?
Holy yeah, smokes. Trenton. I invested it.
Wow.
All of Trenton.
Oh, so the capital of New... You invested the whole capital of New Jersey. I get it.
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
They backed me. They thought it was a real great idea. I walked in there real confident. I was like, listen, Only Dan's, but you know, everyone can be Dan. You know, that's just a name.
Well, I mean, besides the fact that the state of New Jersey politics is notoriously corrupt, now they're cool with this Only Dan's idea. Is this like, you know, is it only you, Dan, or is there like other Dans? There's like, you know, Dan McMahon or something like that. I don't know. Who's some
what
other Dans?
I don't understand the question. Who are some? What do you mean?
Like,
who
are some other Dans? Are there other Dans that could
Dan
be
Harmon?
Dan Harmon on there?
He's a Dan. I don't know.
He's not on there, but he could be on there.
Danny Glover. Yeah,
that's
Danny still, DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Yeah. That's Only Dans.
Yeah, I mean, but anyone could be on there. If they don't have to be named Dan. Tommy Johns.
But no, I'm not a Dan. I can't be on
no,
there.
No, but that's okay. It's just the name of the site.
Oh, so it has nothing to do with... So, like...
Yeah, it's just a platform to sell T-shirts.
T-shirts like with your face on them.
Yeah, me and the Yo Spread the Love guy...
Yeah, a classic throwback.
We started this together.
Really?
Yeah, and it is not going well. He turns out does not know much about T-shirts. Because I didn't. I was like, all right, where are we going to get? I have 10,000 orders. Where are we getting the T-shirts from? Because he assured me he could get as many as we needed.
He seemed like he was just drawing on T-shirts. That's just what it seemed like.
Yeah, but listen, that's what I wanted. I wanted that. I just needed. We couldn't supply the. We couldn't meet the demand.
I gotcha.
You know.
So, I mean, he seemed nice. So hopefully that kind of
very very nice. Yeah, he was. He's very nice. Nothing bad to say about him except he just really couldn't. He couldn't deliver when it came to getting the T-shirts.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's probably going to be a problem down the line, but we're going to deal with that as it comes. I mean, anyway, we're going to get, well, first of all, just want to, got a little bit of business to get out of the way.
That wasn't business.
That's just kind of catching up. What's going on? Only Dan's. First of all, I listened to this past week's Just Because. This morning, Bags had a rebuttal for my Snyder's of Hanover.
Oh,
honey mustard pretzels.
Oh yes, fill me in. I want to know.
I think his argument is that he would sacrifice flavor for less crumbs. Like
he would sacrifice.
Where I was coming from.
Okay, but what are his issues with the crumbs? Because you can just kind of like tilt those in, like. Dump those in your mouth.
I know.
And the crumbs are nice. You could just pour, like, I pour them out in, like, the palm of your hand. You don't, I mean, listen, You gotta go in there knowing it's a messy snack.
Yeah.
Like, if you get it, grab napkins. Or get right, you're gonna have to, like, hopefully you didn't just go to a gas station and pump your own gas. Like,
hopefully.
Or wash your hands. I mean, wash your hands in general. But I'm saying, plan on your hands being real, like, oily.
This is like the best snacks in the world are, you know, messy. I mean, Sloppy Joe's. It's got sloppy in the name.
Is that a snack? Do you just get, like, Sloppy Joe's is a snack? Is that common for you? Okay, first off, tell me, when is the last time you've had a Sloppy Joe?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, that's not like a...
I kind of want one.
So I mean, I'm not... they're good. They're not my, like...
But they're not a snack, I guess.
Sloppy Joe's is just, like, chili on a bun for me.
Would you call a s'more a snack?
A s'more?
Yeah.
I mean, so what do we... Yeah, a s'more is a snack size thing. But as far as a snack goes, if you... And, like, unless it's, like, in snack... A snack's kind of something quick. If you're going to make a s'more, I guess you can make it in the microwave.
Yeah, okay. Well,
So I guess, yeah, that can be considered a snack. But... What about a s'more would not be like a snack because you got to get a fire.
Cheese puffs are messy.
Wholehearted. Yeah. And that's a snack.
That's a snack and it's messy. So, Bags, we hear you loud and clear. We understand where your qualms are, but maybe don't be such a, you know, OCD freak. No, kidding. I think maybe we should just leave the press.
I think we got to get him on the pod. And you guys need to have a debate. I will just play devil's advocate and I'll hear both sides out because I have no stance.
I think
I would be open to trying his pretzels. I prefer out of all the pretzels the little nuggets. You know, the little
big fan of the nuggets.
They're my favorite.
Fan of the nuggets filled with peanut butter. Those are
You like them a little more than me. I could get tired of them. You said you can't. Sometimes it's the peanut butter that's in them. It's so, like, I don't know. It's weirdly coagulated.
I think I understand where you're coming from, and I think some brands are better than others.
It's not a taste thing. It's more of like the texture. Like half of it's air, and then you get like a pocket of like hard peanut butter.
They sell like those without the peanut butter, the nuggets without the peanut butter, and not even saying like regular nuggets, they're just pretzel like with nothing in them, like it's air.
So they're selling you less pretzel. It's just like these are pockets. It's like pretzel popcorn almost.
Yeah, so I guess it's like, I don't know, like people who want to trick themselves into thinking they're eating healthier. I don't know, but that's all for the snack debate. I understand where.
How do they do it? I want to know how they do it.
What? The peanut butter?
Can I get that peanut butter? Is it like, is it just the dough and then they just pop it in?
Yeah, cool. Because if you look at it, it's not like your regular nuggets. It's like crimped.
I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to say.
It's like cinched at the end. So it looks like it was like filled with peanut butter. Like they made like a one big long roll with peanut butter in the middle, and then they just
chop. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then they cook. Then they cook them? Or cook them, then cut? Yeah, probably cut them, then cook them.
Yeah. Or they could have cooked it, and then while it was still hot, they could have filled it with the peanut butter and then cut it. Not sure. But regardless.
Let's get them on the pod.
Yeah, I mean.
The people that make.
They're the new sponsor of just because, even though he was, you know, they were kind of shitting on him. They were kind of shitting on Snyder's of Hanover. And then they kind of got into the whole Snyder's of Hanover versus Snyder's of Berlin debacle. But we don't have to listen to because.
What is that debacle?
Well, if you listen to I'll give you the cliff notes, but listen to their episode, episode 25 for them. It is so on the back of Snyder's of Hanover, there's like a thing that's like not associated with Snyder's of Berlin, and they're both in Pennsylvania, Berlin and Hanover, like both these companies. I guess something happened. They were one company at one point, and they split. So.
Oh man. How long ago was this? Was this like ages ago?
I don't know.
Is this like the Hatfields and McCoys? Like, is they have a feud?
Maybe.
They not like each other?
Yeah. But yeah, no, definitely listen to Just Because for all your pretzel info. For sure. And then another bit of business. Stick around till the end, everybody. We have... we're going to be presenting scientific evidence that 9/11 did not happen. at the end of this episode, so stick around.
Who is we?
You didn't get the Google Doc. I shared.
I did not get the Google Doc. Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. My sister texted me podcasting right now. So, all right. How was your week? How's every or past 2 weeks? We took a week off after our 50th episode. Don't want to brag. How's it going?
You know, I just been relaxing, taking it easy, working on the old novel, you know.
Yeah.
Taking nature in.
I thought it sounded like you said taking H.
Taking H. Yeah, you know, a little bit of H, getting turnt, a little bit of hydrogen. Is that H? What's the element?
Yeah, I think hydrogen.
Is, are you sure? I don't know.
Maybe. It's also maybe. Heroin or horse drink. I don't know.
Oh, is that what it is? Maybe. Well, no, I was doing hydrogen, which I don't know if that's better.
Probably not, but you could do a pretty sweet bomb with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually just a drink.
Yeah.
It's called the hydrogen bomb.
That's cool.
It's Red Bull, Four Loko, 5-hour energy, another Red Bull, another Four Loko,
another,
and you light it on fire,
and then. Shove it up your ass.
No.
That's what I've been doing. but we played disc golf last week. What did we play?
Yeah, we played disc golf. That was fun. I like disc golf.
That was my first foray into the disc golf world. It's fun. It's fun.
So, give me your opinion.
I would play again. I mean, I love how little it costs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have to get my own disc, and I'd be excited about that. It seems like kind of fun. It's like, oh, you know, this looks cool. I want to throw this one.
You can get cool ones, but it's a heartbreaker when you lose them because you're just like, especially when people are behind you.
Yeah.
And they're like, I just want to, like, I don't want to hold these people up, but I want to find that disc because I know where it went.
Yeah. I would, if I got like cool ones, I would be like, all right, well, I'm only going to use this one when
it's like an open
field or something like that. Or, yeah. Like, it's, like, a close thing. But it was fun, man. It was fun. But do you remember I got a call while we were playing for my sister, who's been on the podcast?
Oh, yeah. For the Uber.
Yeah. So, did you hear the whole story? I mean, I'm going to tell the whole story, but...
I have not heard any of the story.
So, my sister calls me. She's like, can you get me an Uber? Me and my friend are... So, okay, they were at this one place and it was like 12 miles or they were hiking and yeah. It was supposed to be it was supposed to be like a 6-hour hike total or something like that. But like they took a wrong turn and
no,
they went like an extra 2 or 3 hours out of the way.
And were there like backwoods people that killed them?
No, I mean, that would probably make for a better story. But they didn't even realize till they got to the place. And then they like were like, fuck, like we have 6 hours left. Like it's going to take us 6 hours to get back or whatever. And they're looking and it was like 2:30 when they called them. Like, so that's going to be.
They could have got back.
Yeah, well, they ended up getting back because I tried to get an Uber. There was no Ubers. Like, they were up by the Delaware Water Gap. It was in the middle of nowhere. And they called the park ranger. Park ranger's like, yeah, just walk. Because I guess there was somebody that broke their leg, and she was taking care of that. And it turned out to be my sister's college friend's sister.
That broke her leg?
No, that was the park ranger. She didn't even know. So it was kind of funny. You know, she when she's calling me, apparently after she hung up the phone, there was a rattlesnake right next to her.
Seriously?
So, mm-hmm. And she like ran. That was on the road, like where they ended up. So, I mean, they could have hitchhiked, but they were two, you know, mid-20-year-old girls. Probably not the smartest thing to do. So they had to hoof it. But her friend, who you know, had blisters all over her feet and was basically shuffling the whole way home and just would keep crying, apparently. And, like, they would be, like, making progress and, like, they'd see someone pass them and she'd be like, how much further? Like, oh, not far. It's, like, 2 hours. And she'd just start crying. And, it seemed like a pretty fun thing, but
blisters suck though. I've gotten bad blisters.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the last time I hiked up that trail, I got a blister. It sucked. But my sister was pissed because her whole plan was to go up, do the hike, and then they would be done just in time for dinner and go to Hot Dog Johnny's.
Oh yeah, that would have been nice.
But they got back to the car like 8:30, almost 9 o'clock, and yeah, that wasn't happening. And so,
well, that's their fault. I mean
it's like, how do you make a wrong turn and then not realize it for 2 or 3 hours?
Yeah, be like, well, we're just going. I mean, so I went out when we did the, speaking of, I hung out with Jacob. We caught up and he has mm-hmm. terrible news. He's been through the ringer, man.
Wait, Jacob?
Jacob, yeah.
He's got terrible news.
Well, I mean, both his grandparents died from COVID.
Jesus.
Like his dad retired, it was his dad's parents, and his grandma got sick, but not COVID. Went to the hospital, got COVID from the hospital, brought it back, but they didn't know it was COVID. Mm. Got her husband sick. Her son, like Jacob's dad, and Jacob all got COVID.
Wow. I didn't even know he was back.
Yeah, he's been back for a while because Target sent him home to work from home.
Yeah.
And he's been back, and his grandma had to go back to the hospital, and she got so bad that I guess she had to be either the plug had to be pulled because she was in like too much pain.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
His grandpa beat it and was home, like got home the week after.
Yeah.
His grandma died, and then he had a heart attack.
Jesus, heart attack. So it wasn't like a stroke or anything like that, because I know like that was like a common thing.
Jacob said he had a heart, and Jacob was taking care of him.
Wow.
And he had a heart attack. Yeah. So like, he was telling me, I was like, man, that's. Jeez.
That's brutal.
Yeah. That's tough. Brutal.
Well, but, you know, here at the Tommy John Show, our hearts go out to Jacob, good friend of ours that we used to work with, who was one of the best storytellers in the game.
He really is. We got to get him. I want to play because Pat likes being the DM, but Pat also likes to play. He likes when other people are DM. I think if we got Jacob to like actually – DM and understand like Dungeons and Dragons, I think he'd be a great dungeon master.
Oh, 100%. I would play again.
100%. Have you ever seen Spencer? He's the guy with Dan Harmon.
Mm-mm.
He's the DM for Dan Harmon. Like Dan Harmon does like his Harmontown podcast, and then he has people come on and they play like an abbreviated version of Dungeons and Dragons, but Spencer's the DM, and he makes these awesome quests, you know, like the I forget what they're called. Pat, I haven't played D&D in such a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But Jacob he'd make a good story.
He'd be great. But sorry to hear about his grandparents. I'll have to reach out to him soon. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I mean, how are things with you? Because like I'm back out on the road.
How are things with me?
Like in terms of like how are you seeing the the pandemic world develop in front of you from your like viewpoint? Because I'm out on the road, I'm seeing like a lot of different things.
What, as far as, I mean, I'm in a small town. Like I go to Philly, so true. I see what's happening in Philly and I see that, but it's not, I mean, people are still living their lives. Like you just wear a mask. You're just going out and wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really seen the stuff in Philly, you know, as far as when I was there during the protests and stuff, but I didn't really see too much of the like looting or any of that stuff. But other than that, for the pandemic reason, I don't really, everyone's still living their lives, going about things, except a lot of people just don't have jobs.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
like, it's just the workforce is back act. Like, people are slowly opening up. You see people out. Like, I walk the dogs, and people are slowly coming out. But it's very, I think everything's still, tension's still there. Like, everyone's like, oh, don't get too close to people. People want to see the people they know, but like, kind of guarding themselves against people they don't, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird from my perspective because so restaurants and bars are starting to do outside seating as of yesterday. I mean, I'm seeing them all over the place. Some places are packed. It's like crazy packed. And like you have to wear a mask until you sit down at the table and then you just take it off. So it's like, and the tables have to be certain like amount of feet away from the other tables. And I guess the waitresses wear masks.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on. But then I went to a place today, and the first thing I noticed was a woman walked out of the place without a mask. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I go in there, and I noticed there was no signage. Like, there's usually signage going, like, you have to wear masks, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I walk in there, and I see a woman at the counter with her kid. Kid doesn't even have a mask on. She has her mask down underneath her chin, and then everybody in the place was not wearing masks.
Well, I told you we were out in PA, like deep in PA, like Williamsport, and we sat down. They had no one had masks. Oh, like the waiter, one of the waitresses had masks, but another didn't. And she was just like, I can't breathe with it on, and there was no requirement to wear masks. I wore mine in, and they were like, you don't need to wear that.
Dude,
and they spread everyone out like we were distanced from people, but no one in there was wearing them. Like no one's wearing masks.
It's crazy. My coworker in Pittsburgh tonight, I believe, has a beer dinner, like an event, like which is crazy. Like there's nobody like in our industry that I know that has any events anytime soon. Which is crazy. I mean, I don't know. It's like
I mean,
in a different world.
But that's what, like, my question is, are we going to have a second? Like, I'm afraid they opened up for summer just to appease people. Because I don't know, but I think, A, with heat, people are more likely to go crazy. Like, if you don't have air conditioning, like, in the heat, people go nuts. Mm-hmm. Like, more so than winter. Winter, you cold, you stay indoors, no one's doing anything. If you quarantine people, force people to stay inside during the summer, you're asking for insanity. Like, so I think they just are saying, like, things are getting better, whatever. Everyone go back out, and right as soon as September rolls back around, they're like, all right, the numbers are back up, everyone's back inside.
Yeah,
that's my fear. That's my, like, you know what I mean? Because I see people, no one following. Like, people are having parties, people are doing things, and here, like, it's a real thing.
Yeah,
like Jacob's grandparents both die. You know, it's because again, it's we understand that it might not be us to get sick, but it's the people that, like, the older people. It's in the hospital. The older people have, because like we had to take my grandpa, you know, our grandpa to the hospital a lot. And towards COVID, Aunt Amy started to like be like, we shouldn't take him there because you're more likely, you have people going, you know, just people going out doing stupid stuff, getting it, yeah. and then going, and they might be fine, but A, they take away a respirator from someone, they take away a bed from someone else that might need it because they wanted to go out and party, or they, you know, like everyone's going out and doing things and nobody cares. Like, it's yeah. still out there.
Yeah, and you know, it's I don't know, and I think like the biggest thing is like the one thing that needs to continue is the mask wearing, in my opinion. I mean, that is the only thing that's proven to prevent things, and it's crazy to me that people are refusing to wear masks. This is like insane to me. Like, just have common courtesy. You know, if you're around people, you know, and you're outside, whatever. But like indoors, where fucking shit like circulates.
Yeah, I walked into CVS and they have a mask. Oh, you have to wear a mask. These kids weren't wearing masks and they just covered their mouth. And the lady's like, you can't be in here if you don't have a mask. And they just kept walking.
Yeah, but it's a wild world. But I mean, I want to share a little anecdote with you. Because, you know, I keep my mask in my car because, you know, that's the only time I ever need it. So I hop in the car. I think it was Friday. I, you know, get ready to go to work. And I hop in the car, sit down. And I just, like, the first thing I do is just rip a huge fart. Just a massive one. I've been holding it all morning.
Then I realized I'm not in my car.
Well, no. Then I was like, oh, I better make sure I have my mask. And I look around, I'm like, fuck, where is it? And I was sitting on it. I was like, fuck. I just ripped the nastiest fart into this mask. And I'm going to have to eventually put it onto my face.
That's karma.
I know.
I don't know what. I mean, you're allowed to fart in your own car, but.
I mean, maybe it's like. The pendulum swinging that way is going to swing back in a good direction for me soon. Like, maybe, I don't know, somebody will queef on my mask
this time.
Maybe
that's the opposite.
I guess maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. I mean,
okay. All right. Hey,
I don't hate it.
All right. Cool. I mean, there's a lot of other things that could happen, but you go with that as the pendulum swinging in the favor of fortune.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the worst thing to happen, but I just thought that was wild. And you know, I was wondering, have you farted on your mask lately?
I have not farted on my mask once. I don't think I have, at least. Right. I don't.
Well, good.
I have used it to wipe, but I have not farted on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
I'm just kidding. I've never used it. Why would
I? No, I don't use anything to wipe. You don't wipe.
Yeah. You have a bidet.
I do have a bidet. I finally got it fixed, too. It was like, there was a big leak, too.
Gosh.
I was so mad. I don't do plumbing ever, and now I'm doing it. And I'm like, this shit sucks. Wow,
dude. Yeah?
This just sucks. But
tell me about it.
I fixed it. Like, don't worry, guys.
You laying some pipe?
I was laying some serious pipe.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm the pipe layer 69 out here. Rest in peace, P-Pop. You know, it's wild. And today, or last night, I got this, my dad gave me this TV that my stepmom's mom didn't need. And it's a mounted one. I've never had a mounted TV. It's pretty nice. I think I sent a Snapchat of it. I don't know if you looked at it yet.
I have not. Should I check that out, or will this exit me out of this?
No. Yeah, don't check it out.
No. Okay.
You'll see it later. But it's pretty nice TV. But I'm like, so when you put up the bracket for the thing to rest on, like the mount, mm-hmm. you have to find the wood studs to like get the things in. So
yeah, what do you mean? That's what you have to do for anything. If you're gonna mount something, you have to find the studs.
Yes,
because
yes.
If it's heavy,
I know. And I found one.
Okay.
And I'm like, what? So like typically they're 16 inches apart. So I go 16 inches right. I'm like drilling all these holes. I'm like, where the fuck is this thing? It's supposed to be here. And I'm like knocking around, like trying to like, oh, maybe it's just like off, like maybe. And then like for some reason the stud was not there. So there's just a bunch of holes in my wall I gotta fix.
And then, well, yeah, I mean, that's not hard.
Yeah, yeah. But I eventually found one to the left. But, you know, that shit, because I after I realized that where I was looking for a stud, they just didn't have one, I think probably because of a vent or something like that, I gave up for the night. But I fixed it today, and it's up there, and it hasn't fallen yet. So
that's good. Yeah. That's progress. If you defy gravity, you know, you're doing something right.
Mm-hmm. But, you know. But now I get the TV set up down there. Yeah, I have another TV for upstairs, but now I can, you know, play some Switch down there, do whatever, watch some movies. Speaking of movies, have you seen any lately?
I've seen no movies lately. One single movie.
Ever.
Ever.
Lately.
Lately. Ever lately, not one.
I watched a movie... A new release.
Yeah? Oh, I did watch a movie. I'm lying.
What'd you watch?
The one with the guy from... the guy who got ripped. Kumail
Nanjiani?
Nanjiani.
Yeah, yeah.
The one where him and his... him and his girlfriend fall in love, and then some guy, like... comes, it's like, eh, they hit a biker.
Oh, yeah. What's it called? It's called Lovebirds or something like that?
Yeah, that's what it's called, Lovebirds. Yeah. Hit a guy, and they're like, it starts out, they fall in love, and they have, like, really great banter, and they go back and forth, and then it's, like, 4 years later, and they're arguing. And, you know, they're just constantly, he's a documentary filmmaker, and she works, I'm not exactly sure where she works. She works somewhere. Someone's here. So their relationship's falling apart. They're arguing. They hit a biker.
Yeah.
Right as they break up. Like, they're like, we're done. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I can't do this anymore. They hit a biker. They get out. They're like, dude, I'm so sorry. And the guy's like, I gotta go. And he gets out. He's bleeding. The biker bikes off. And they're like, what was that? And they kind of like look up because they just broke up and they're like, and then they get back in the car. And then a guy hops in. It's like, I'm a police. That guy's a bad guy or something. And chase after him. And then he runs over the guy, just runs over him back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Kills him.
That was in the trailer, right?
Yeah. And then so they're on the run, pretty much. They get out, he just runs. Like, or he doesn't run. He gets out, and he tries to explain that he hit the biker, because there's two people that are like, you killed this guy. Yeah. And he's like, no, I hit him, but I didn't hit him. Like, I did hit him first, but then the second time, a guy came, and he's trying to explain it, and then they just run. And it's like them on the run trying to solve. It's kind of, I mean, it's not bad. I thought... one of the funniest parts was that they're at like a diner, yeah. And Kumail he's like looking at the metal can of milkshake, and he's like, I don't understand this. He's like, they don't do this with anything else.
Yeah.
They don't say, oh, we made too much soup. Let me pour let me put it in a little cup on the metal cup on the side. Or like, he's like, this is such a fake thing. He's like, why do they do this? Oh, he's like, they could just mix it in this cup, pour the right amount. He's like, it doesn't make sense. But it was just like a funny little aside in the middle of like, after all this stuff's going on. But yeah, it was, I enjoyed it, but it wasn't, it's not
that was my favorite Netflix movie,
but
right?
Yeah, it made me laugh. I had fun with it.
Cool. I watched The King of Staten Island.
What's that?
That's the new Judd Apatow movie, Pete Davidson, Bill Burr.
Oh, shit, yeah. Is that good?
It was decent. Yeah, I think you got to be a Pete Davidson fan.
Yeah.
To really enjoy it. I enjoyed it, but I'm not like Pete Davidson's the funniest person in the world. I think he's somewhat talented.
I think he writes some good jokes, but I'm not his biggest fan.
But, you know, it was good. It was like a feel-good movie. I mean, but, you know, paid $20 for the movie because it's...
Oh, you rented it?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be released in theaters this month. So, obviously, they had to, you know, just put it out. I mean, whatever. What I would have paid for my ticket and popcorn and stuff.
Well, did you hear AMC might not be coming back?
Yeah, I heard some rumors about some theaters. They're filing
for bankruptcy, apparently.
Yeah, but you know, you never know if that means what that means.
No. I mean, there's two types of bankruptcy. They're consolidating debt so that they can, so that they don't have to, pay it back. I don't know. I don't exactly. I remember I learned two types of debt that you get. One's just consolidating debt. So they could just be doing that because they probably took out a lot of money to survive through COVID.
Yeah.
And now they're like, well, we're fucking bankrupt because we took out all this debt to survive. And
well, it looks like – that brings me actually to the next topic is like it looks like a lot of movies are getting different release dates. Tenet got pushed another 2 weeks to July 31st.
I will go to the theater to see that. I'll wear a mask. I'll wear gloves. I don't care. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll sit.
I'll follow the precautions. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with going out if people aren't stupid, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. And like, you know, I hope we get to see it in theaters this summer, but we'll see. I mean, you know, it got pushed 2 weeks.
Whatever. My question, I want to know, like, what is happening? Are people still, are they still filming movies? Like, were they allowed to
this whole? But I saw some have now started to, like, start production again. Like, The Batman and then, like, Jurassic Park World 3 or whatever.
Which they don't need. They don't need.
It was funny as, like, they're like, oh, we are... because there was like an article I saw today about Jurassic World 3 or whatever. And it was like, they have started production and they've poured $150 million into sanitation specialties and like precautions, like a bunch of hand sanitizer stations, you know, like fever checks all over, et cetera, for all the staff and,
oh, that's cool. Well, I mean,
but it's funny because like I was like almost like if only there was like a movie that warned about this kind of thing, in terms of throwing money at stuff to keep the park going or something like that, which is like,
oh yeah, I Am Legend. Oh, yeah, great movie.
It's a good movie, but But other movies have been getting, like, I think King Kong versus Godzilla got pushed 6 months.
I like those. I like the Godzilla movies aren't great, but yeah. I like going to see them.
That King Kong movie was really good. I enjoyed that one.
The one with John C. Reilly?
Yeah. So this is the sequel to that and The Last Godzilla.
I'll watch it. I mean, I enjoy.
Yeah, big movies. Monsters.
I filled Jacob in when we talked. I filled Jacob in my entire novel.
Oh yeah.
After I was taken H.
Oh, know? Very nice.
No, I told him Jacob's intrigued. So
good for him.
Yeah, he's in. He's all the way in. We're doing awesome. It.
What else got postponed? Wonder Woman got postponed a couple months. To like October now, and then
got
pushed a whole year.
Yeah, what's it called? Quiet Place.
Oh yeah, well I don't. Yeah, Quiet Place was pushed, but I don't know. This was just like Warner Brothers movies. I forget which ones they were talking about though. But yeah, should be interesting.
Aquaman.
No, that one wasn't due till 2022 anyway.
So they didn't even start yet?
No, I think maybe some pre-production stuff, but yeah, they haven't even started. We'll see what happens, man. I mean, they postponed the Oscars already.
Did they?
Yep. Because there's not going to be any movies to judge.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think
what's
is
Becca,
bullshit.
What's Becca going to do?
I don't know.
I thought our film got nominated this year.
Our film?
Yes, our film, The Crimson Forest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was our year. Well, you know, I think it's bullshit because I think they're doing this, right? They're postponing the Oscars because they know, as it stands, Sonic the Hedgehog is going to have to win some fucking awards.
Best Picture.
It might even have to get nominated for Best Picture. I mean, which would be hilarious. Jim Carrey would get the Oscar. He's always deserved. You know,
right? How about that? That would be awesome.
That would be great.
I'm down for it.
Did you end up seeing Sonic?
Never.
Gotta watch it, bro.
The one time we were gonna watch it, Rachel was like, "I already saw that," and then later was like, "I actually didn't see that." I was like, "Wow, I wanted to watch it."
That bitch.
So now I gotta watch it.
Yeah, definitely gotta watch it. I mean, it's fun. I mean, wait, did your son see it?
No.
Is this Rachel's kid?
No.
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
It'd be a fun one to watch with him.
Okay.
But well, I don't want to tell you how to parent. That's not what I'm here for.
I'm not a parent, so.
But, yeah, man. But, yeah, fucking, it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit, bro. It should have been Sonic's year.
It would have been.
He deserves it at this point.
Well, they can re-release it.
Oh, yeah. They'll do like a Black Panther thing.
Well, they've done it with a lot of movies. They've re-released movies to get it like Oscar stuff.
All right. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
So I was scrolling down TikTok as one does.
Yeah.
The other day. And, you know, my algorithm gives me like a lot of food. Because I like a lot of food posts.
Because you eat things, right?
I do. I tend to eat things.
That's so awesome that it knows.
I know. And this pizzeria has their own TikTok
account. Yeah.
And they post their fucking thing. It's called the Triple Threat OG. Right? You open the pizza box.
Yep.
You picturing this?
I'm picturing it. I'm opening a pizza box.
You open the pizza box?
Describe the pizza box. What does it say on it?
Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
It's white and it's got some red accents.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
You are describing it very vividly.
Yeah. And it says hot and fresh usually.
Oh, yeah.
So you open up and the first half of the pizza is like you're like, you know, pepperoni, like whatever toppings you want.
Okay.
And then when it gets to the like where the other half would start, you with me here?
I'm with you.
It's a line of garlic knots baked into the pizza.
That's interesting.
And on the other side of that,
what do you mean on the other side? What do you mean?
It's like a divider.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. That's innovative. I like what they've done with these garlic knots.
Is a calzone baked into the pizza?
Okay.
That's why it's called the triple threat, right?
I like that.
That sounds amazing. So that does sound amazing. So I'm like scrolling through videos. They're showing all the different ones they make, like ones with like mozzarella sticks on it and shit. I'm like, damn, this stuff is next level. And I'm like, oh, where is this place? It's probably like some mythical place.
Right? Some mythical place in like Ireland.
In Ireland, where they're famous for their pizza creations. And and I was like, oh, there's no way I'm ever going to be able to go to some place like this. And guess what? It's probably like
40, in your town.
It's in 45 minutes from where I live.
Really?
It's in Roselle Park.
All right, New Jersey. Let's do this.
So now people can.
So how about we make a TikTok of eating all of people's food on TikTok? That like all of the people you follow, we just travel around, we eat their food.
I'd be cool with it. And then
we make a TikTok of that.
I mean, I haven't had it yet, but I'm I'm going to try to get it soon in the next week or so. And I'll let you know. We can even, if the next time you want to come up for an ep, maybe I can pick it up on the way home from work.
Ooh, that's dirty. That's good. Yeah, let's do that. I could be down for that.
Yeah.
But oh, hold on. I'm going to be gone for like a minute.
When are you going to be gone?
Oh, I'm going to be gone. I got a wedding on the 20th. And then the 21st, I'm going to PA, like out by Jim Thorpe.
Nice.
And I'm staying in a house out there till like 25th or 24th because I got to come home. And then I got to go catch a flight to Florida to help KK move back.
Oh, yeah. Kalen.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll make it work, or else I'll just...
So I won't after the 20th, I won't be back till like, July 2nd.
Damn, dude. That's crazy, bro.
So...
Well, let's get away a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm just going to be, like, I got to drive... I'm flying down, and I got to drive back. Me and Uncle Soup are driving back in a Penske truck.
Now, Soup, is that Irish?
That is Irish, yes.
sick, dude. But we'll figure it out. Maybe I'll just eat it and show you like Snapchats of it, and you can be jealous.
But that'd be cool. But let me know, cause I got a car. I got to figure out, cause I'm doing a road trip. I got to figure out my whole car situation.
Well, the DMV should be opening soon.
Yeah, it opens the 29th, I think.
Damn, dude.
So
that's all. Is every now. Call in and people, call in if you think it's pretty exciting that the DMV is opening. I know I am.
It is. I mean, I can't do anything. There's nothing I can do in the car until I get to the DMV.
It's weird. And like, you don't want to get pulled over right now. Because like,
I mean, I'm not driving. On edge.
Everybody's on edge. Everybody.
Okay.
Well, okay. First of all, I sent another Snapchat that you probably haven't seen if you didn't see the TV one. When I was having dinner before I came on the potty waddy here, like all of a sudden we hear like these steel drums, like coming down the street, right? Like it's like island music, man. You know. And we're like, well, what's that? It's like somebody's blasting music. And it was like, oh, it sounds like a Jamaican ice cream man. And it was.
It was Jamaican ice cream man?
It was like an icy man. It was like Kona Ice or whatever.
Ooh, I like
and ices. It was like, it was just blasting like this island music. And it was so like bizarre and funny. I would have got it, but I was pretty full. But it was pretty funny. I started just singing like a... What I imagine the guy's like singing in his car. He's like, oh, it is so nice to have some ice in the ice cream truck, man. You know, it's just like, it was silly and it was bizarre.
Definitely what he was saying.
I don't know. I mean, you know, you got to have a little fun with it. And it's what we're here.
That is why we're here.
But it was pretty wild.
Did you buy any?
No. Because I was full and I had to get ready for the potty waddy. But
yeah,
I'm
but
sure
it would have been nice. It would have been nice to have some ice.
Yeah, it would have been nice to have some ice. Speaking of racist institutions, do you remember Cinnamon?
Cinnamon.
The Applejacks mascot, the Jamaican cinnamon. Oh, stick?
The Jamaican Applejacks guy. Yeah,
I think we might have talked about him on the podcast before.
And then there was just like the one apple who was like, yeah, I'm an apple.
That one was wild. But that was pretty crazy. Do you remember, this is like totally random, do you remember, so we used to be little shits and we'd get into trouble sometimes when we were kids.
Who? Us?
Yes, us.
Nah, we never did that.
Do you remember somebody yelling at us? Do you think you guys are big boys?
What?
Do you remember a lady yelling that at us? Remember what we were doing?
No. What? So, were we chopping down trees?
No. We were throwing branches at geese on the frozen pond.
Oh, were we?
your old house. And we were throwing it. We were just like, I don't know, like fifth grade, fourth grade.
Or just yeah, we were it. Young.
And like some ladies like as walked by and all of a sudden yes. was like, hey, you guys think you're big boys?
Oh, I do remember. This is a Cavallo Park, right?
Yeah, yeah. The back house there. That was that, and we did not take that seriously at all because we thought it was so funny that she was.
Well, we didn't hit any. We were like throwing. Weren't we just throwing them and like it was sliding on the ice?
Yeah, yeah. It was sliding
like
on the
just
ice
to get them to like fly off.
Yeah, we just wanted.
I don't
see
think
some
we were
flight.
Like. I don't think we were trying to like whack them in the head, were we?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, maybe if we were trying, we weren't being successful. But
yeah, I just remember being like, "Whoa, chill out!" Like, I don't know. I mean, she may have been 100% right. Maybe probably. We were like, "Fuck those gays!" She's like, "Jesus Christ, these kids these days."
These kids, say, what do they think? They're big boys.
Mm-hmm. And then we killed Piggy, and and then we roasted a pig. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what happens.
I reread that book last year, actually.
Beelzebub.
Dan, I'm getting a little buzz from you.
You're getting a buzz from me?
A little buzz.
How about now? We good?
A lot better. But yeah, Lord of the Flies is pretty wild.
Yeah, we were trying to kill geese. I was trying to eat. Yeah, I do remember that, actually. I remember her being, think you're big boys?
It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. I mean, you know, then again, like, I'm sure if it happened today, that lady might have called someone and we would have gotten more trouble. But
oh, much more trouble. Yeah.
But, you know, we snuck out on that one. But that's going to bring us to the rec room. You got anything to recommend?
Don't throw sticks at geese.
That's a good recommendation. I'm going to be honest.
I mean, I'd recommend Lovebirds. It's funny.
Lovebirds? Oh, the movie you were talking about before?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I also recommend, I got two because one's technically yours. RTJ4.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Fantastic. I've listened to it a couple times. It's
so good, right?
Yeah, it's great.
It's such a good bop.
It is. The whole thing is just, it's good, especially now, like with what's going on.
Oh yeah, oddly timely. It's like, you know, it was like prophetic in a way.
Yeah, no, they can just abuse a beat. Like they have such good flow on the. They can just say with anything, mm-hmm. and they as long as they're hitting the, you know. Every time like the drum hits, I could just listen to them because they're having fun. Every time I listen
to
them, it's just them like abusing words in a way that makes it just them having fun. Like, look what I can do. Look, and they can tell a story. They can I really enjoy that. This was a really good album.
Oh, it was amazing.
I got to listen to all of theirs. I haven't listened to all of them, but
yeah, I mean, they're solid. I mean, what would you say is your favorite track from Run the Jewels 4?
I mean the one that, and for obvious reasons, I mean the ooh la la.
That sounds one, awesome.
That one's the best to like just jam out to. But the one that you were talking about, the one that 2 Chainz is on.
Oh, Out of Sight. Yeah, that
one's
dope.
That one's pretty. Yeah, I like that.
The beat on that one's so good. It's like it's like the perfect running song, like workout song, because it's like it pumps, you know. It's got that
pumps you up.
It just pumps. But you know, sick album, man. Run the Jewels 4.
Yeah, it really is. It's a great album. Just check it out, everyone. Check it out.
Check it out. My
check it out.
I got a recommendation is The Game. And we played it like, I don't know, when it first came out, like briefly at your house. I brought it on the Switch and we just played like sitting
okay.
there. It was called Children of Morta.
Okay.
I had initially played it at PAX a couple years ago before it came out and it was like sweet. It's like this dungeon crawler, but it's like a roguelite. Like every time you do a session, the dungeon changes and then you're unlocking more stuff each time. you go through the dungeon, and it also has a pretty solid like story in the background, because like you're this family who's like trying to protect like the world from this like evil presence that's happening, because you know it's a video game, that's usually what's happening. Then you start out as, you can play as the dad, and then you can play as his oldest daughter, and then like you unlock every family member at some point that you can play as. They all have different kind of abilities. Like the dad like has a sword and a shield, and the daughter has a bow and arrow, and then like his youngest son has like rogue like daggers and stuff like that. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's a fun game, and really smooth, really like it's like pixel art-esque, but like beautifully done. Like it's like very detailed and beautiful to look at. Like all the landscapes are excellent, and it's like these vibrant colors happen like when you're attacking and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. I booted it up again because I had to start playing more games that I have bought and never, you know, I have so many like in my backlog, as one would call it.
Yeah.
So I picked that up and I started playing that. And I also started playing a game called Return of the Oberdin, which is a cool puzzle game, but I'll talk more about that when I finish it. I got stuck at a part. I'm going to have to probably try it again soon. And, I also, you might have noticed because I use your Netflix, but I started watching Attack on Titan.
Oh.
The anime, which so far, it's good. You know, I like anime, but like, it's sometimes hard for me to take the serious parts, serious with anime.
It's sometimes over. It's sometimes anime reminds me of like soap operas.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's just over dramatized. Like, well, if we don't do this, then like it's just like they overdo some things, and they give you a lot of internal thought sometimes that yeah. I don't know about this show. I haven't seen.
Yeah, Attack no, on it Titan. Does. It does. I mean, I recommend it. It's really cool, and it's like, I don't know if you know the premise of it, but it's basically about this town or like civilization's been brutalized by these titans, these giants that just eat people. And civilization basically had to make like huge walls so they couldn't come in. And so everybody lives inside these walls, and
they live inside the walls.
Yeah. They live inside the wall, so they're trying to keep the Titans out. And it was like 100 years these giants didn't breach the wall, right? And then like this, like one day, like everybody had gotten lazy, like and like carefree, and they didn't even really think about them. And then one day this like giant one was like the size of the wall, was like, you know, 500 meters tall or whatever, like shows up and like blows up the wall, and then all the little ones come in and start eating people. Damn. So that's kind of what happens. That's how it kind of like starts off. And
I gotta be honest though, like animes have some of the coolest, like most imaginative stories.
Oh,
like,
yeah, it's crazy.
I might rent or not rent HBO Max. Excuse me, HBO yeah. Max. You can get all of I forget what his name is. He does like Spirited Away and all of the, they're kind of like children movies, but
Studio Ghibli or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, his movies are awesome. They're so like interesting. No,
they're beautiful.
Like, and the story behind, and I want to watch them all because apparently they're all on there. So I want to check that out. But I think
my sister has it, so you can probably get.
Attack on Titan sounds awesome.
Yeah, Attack on Titan's pretty dope. It's all on.
How far are you into it, and how long? How I think how many episodes?
There's a couple seasons. I don't know how many episodes each, but I think I'm like on episode 8 or something like that. They're like 20 to 25 minute episodes, but real good so far. And the giants are like freaky looking. They're like naked men with no genitalia, with these like wide eyes and big mouths that like they just like chomp on people. And then basically the main character. He wants to become like a soldier to fight them because, like, you know, his family was brutalized by these giants. And, like, the way you fight them, the only way you can kill them is you got to slice them in the back of the neck or whatever because, like, yeah, they can regenerate. Like at one point, I think, like, a cannon blows one's head off and it starts to regenerate. So the only way you can kill them for some reason is you got to slice them in the back of the head. And so he becomes, and the way they fight them is they have these, like, these gas, like, CO2-powered, like, fucking hooks. It's, like, weird. It's, like, they shoot out.
I'm just going to have, this sounds awesome. I'm going to have to check this out.
And it's almost, like, Spider-Man-esque, the way they're, like, shooting these hooks out and, like, propelling themselves. And they have these swords. They got to chop them.
But yeah, How's the animation?
Oh, so it's awesome. It's great.
Right, I'm going to have to, by the next time I see you, I'll have watched it all.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no,
because this sounds cool.
It is really cool. It is really cool. So, yeah, man. So I think it's going to do that for this episode. Am I forgetting anything? Did I mention anything at the beginning of the show that I would bring up?
You did not mention anything. I don't remember.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I didn't think so. I thought maybe I did, but I don't think I did. So that's going to do it for the show. You can find me at twitter.com/TommyJohns. Find Dan on twitter.com/TheRoomOfWreck, and then you can go to nookshots.com just to check out the other podcasts, Just Because, Mistakes Were Made, Dan Nabini, Joe Rogan Experience,
Kevin Hart. I'm Kevin Hart.
And then you can go to patreon.com/TommyJohns for extra content that I'm definitely uploading all the time.
Definitely.
And everybody be safe out there, and we'll catch you later. Goodbye, folks.